Society 13 and Progzilla Radio proudly present Frog Watch with your friend and host, Big Tony Rousing, a.k.a. Frog's Watch.
This week's opener was a beautiful track from Annie Haslam and Renaissance. It's called Lady of Tuscany and comes from their album Tuscany in 2001. So welcome back to another episode of Prog Watch. I am your friend and host, Big Tony the Prog Squatch. And this week we have a bit of a mixed bag, some newer, some a little bit older, some heavier, some folkier. Anyway, let's move things along with a track called Like a Giant in a Cage. This is by an Italian heavy prog band called Witchwood and comes from their 2016 album, Handful of Stars.
Yeah,
Again, that was Like a Giant in a Cage by the Italian band Witchwood from their 2016 album Handful of Stars. Now let's check in with our friend and resident reviewer, Dr. Rob Fisher. Here's Rob. Today we are continuing our look at exciting and impressive debut albums which have been released this year. Kepler 10 are a richly melodic and impressively energetic progressive rock band from Southampton in the UK, featuring Richie Cahill on guitars, James Durant on vocals, bass, and keyboards, and Steve Hales on drums and piano. Delta V is their first release on the White Star Records label, which was founded by Chris Hillman and John Mitchell. The album is staggeringly brilliant. The consistency of the songwriting is hugely impressive, and the striking quality of the musicianship is remarkable. The album exudes a breathless air of unbounded enthusiasm and a striking vibrancy which speaks of excitement, passion, and intensity. The music is captivating, immersive, weaving gorgeous textures with extravagant layers which eagerly engage, consume, and delight. There is no time to stand and stare. The compelling momentum carries you ever forward to the next song. Now we're going to listen to a track called Time and Tide from the Delta V album by Kepler 10. Remember as you listen, such an impressive and embracing sound is achieved by just three people. We'll be right back. So once again, that was Time and Tide by Kepler 10 from their debut album Delta V. Now we'll get back to Rob. The vision behind the album, and which drives the flow and power of the music, is the journey of the sun across the sky, which marks the ceaseless unfolding passage of time for those who live beneath it. We are creatures of time, of change, our lives filled with actions and reactions, decisions and choices made against the perpetual ticking of the clock. As the sun starts the day, so it sets at the end of the day. Our lives take place in the spaces between. But while our lives are a busy bustle of activity, we are never fully in control. What matters in life is how we respond to the situations and people we meet, how we deal with happiness and sorrow, love and loss, joy and pain. What brings us together can also tear us apart. We should cherish what comes our way, accept the situations in which we find ourselves, and make the best of the lives we have. So here we're going to listen to another track. We're going to play Red Skies Rise. Again, this is Kepler 10 from their album Delta V.
other's aspect soul, and shrieked and died. Beheld even of their mutual hideousness, they died. Unknowing who he was, upon whose brow famine had written fiend. The world was void and populous and powerful was a lump. Seasonless, herbless, treeless, manless, lifeless, a lump of dirt, a chaos of hard clay. The rivers, lakes, and oceans stood still, and nothing stirred within their silent depths. Ships, sailorless, lay rotting on the sea, and their masts fell down piecemeal. As they dropped, they slept on the abyss without a surge. The waves were dead. The tides were in their grave. The moon, their mistress, had expired before. The winds were withered in the stagnant air, and the clouds perished. Darkness had no need of aid from them. She was the universe.
Once again, that was Kepler 10 from Delta V with a song called Red Skies Rise. Here's Rob to conclude. Red Skies Rise is a fitting anthemic closing track, which finally brings us full circle musically as well as lyrically, and is the perfect showcase demonstrating everything that is good about this remarkable album. Constantly changing tempos, shifting thematic stories, exquisite instrumental solos, a sonorous narration, and a fist-pumping, foot-stomping refrain. It really doesn't get much better than this. So indeed, that was our friend, Dr. Rob Fisher, guiding us on another great voyage of progressive discovery. Don't forget to check the website, progwatch.com, if you are interested in finding more of Rob's work for the Progressive Aspect and Prog Radar, or if you want to check out his blog called Progressive Discoveries. I always have links there for you to follow.
Just listen to Progzilla.
Now let's change gears and listen to some new music from a band called Life in 24 Frames. They come from California, USA, or as the governator would say, California. Anyway, this is March, subtitled To the World in Reverse. From their 2017 album, Control Plus Z, that's like a keyboard shortcut, CTRL plus Z.
Yeah.
Again, that was March to the World in Reverse from the new Life in 24 Frames album entitled Control Plus Z. Now let's hear from that eclectic prog rock outfit Stickmen, which includes Pat Mastelotto, Marcus Reuter, and Tony Levin, everyone's favorite bass and stickman. Besides Don Schiff, that is. This is Plutonium from their 2016 release, Prog Noir.
Tchaikovsky.
Plutonium.
Again, that was the Stickmen with a track called Plutonium from their most recent album, Prog Noir. Clever how they slipped a few of those well-known themes in there. Moving along, I've got something a little folkier from the UK band Iona. From their album Another Realm in 2011, this little epic is called An Atmosphere of Miracles.
Thank you.
Again, that was An Atmosphere of Miracles by Iona, one of the lovely tracks on their 2011 album, Another Realm.
Have the lambs stopped screaming? We don't play hits. If progressive music is your thing, Radio Progzilla is your station. Progressive music from your progressive rock station. Progzilla.
Changing gears once again, here's something from an American band called Elephants of Scotland. No, they're not from Scotland, and no, there aren't elephants in Scotland. Anyway, this is Home Away From Home, the title track from their 2013 album. Away From Home by Elephants of Scotland, the title track of their 2013 album. Next up, we have something from Norwegian band Dacord, that's D-A-C-C-O-R-D. From their 2014 album Dacord 3 in Roman numerals, III, this is called Monday Through Saturday, Part 1 and 2.
Monday was real. I've been you, nothing you could conceal. Part of the seams. All the condemned ones screaming higher, higher, higher. All the contracts and fatalities higher, higher, higher. Won't you be soaring over my head, my head? Won't you be laughing, saying so sad, so sad? Oh, the lies, all the criminals. So life, all the contract rates higher, higher, higher. All the concise intel higher, higher, higher. Won't you be gloating when I'm all dead, all dead? Won't you be assuming that it's all said, all said?
Thank you.
Monday through Saturday, Part 1 and 2 from the 2014 album Dacord 3 by Norwegian band Dacord. Coming down the stretch, I've got a song from the lovely Elaine Samuels and her band Kindred Spirit. Elaine was a guest on this program last summer, so look that show up at progwatch.com if you want to hear more of her music. It was episode number 336. But for now, let's get on with the track. It's a song that deals with a figure of Celtic legend. It's The Green Man, and it comes from Kindred Spirit's 2005 album, In the Doghouse.
Thank you.
Again, that was Elaine Samuels and Kindred Spirit with The Green Man from their album In the Doghouse, released in 2005. So we are just about out of time, so I will remind you to support the bands if you like the music I play on this show. You can always find links to the artists' websites on my website, progwatch.com. Maybe while you're at it, you can show me a little love as well, and like the Facebook page, prog-watch. Follow me on Twitter, at progsquatch. Or email me at progsquatch@gmail.com, progsquatch being spelled P-R-O-G-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H. We have time for just one more, so I will leave you with Incontro dei Popoli, or Summit of the People, I think, by the Italian band Le Orme. This comes from their 2011 album La Via della Seta. Prog on, brothers and sisters.
Cerchiamoci insieme, la strada si accorcerà, un gesto lo attendo che dimostri realtà.
Che ci aiuterà.